I just want to make sure everybody knows. I believe everybody does know, but we'll have a service this afternoon at 1 o'clock for Mike Semillion, and everybody is invited. And we'll be going from here over to the cemetery next door, and again, everybody is invited over there as well. So, again, I believe everybody knows that, but just to let you know. Sonny, again, your song choice is just ringing true in my ear. This has been a week of reflection for me, and I believe for a lot of people. But God's transforming power is been very heavy on my heart this week, just in gratitude to the Lord for what he does in the lives of his children, and how we start off one way and we become new creations, and only God can do that. Prior to your song, I had already had a passage come to mind that really reflected that, and it's in Acts chapter 3, and it's all about really transformation. And in Acts chapter 3 in verse 1, it says, "Now Peter and John were going up to the temple for the ninth hour, the hour of prayer. A man who had been lame from his mother's womb was being carried along, whom they used to set down every day at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, in order to beg alms of those who were entering the temple. When he saw Peter and John about to go into the temple, he began asking to receive alms. But Peter, along with John, fixed his gaze on him and said, 'Look at us.' And he began to give them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. But Peter said, 'I do not possess silver and gold, but what I do have, I give to you in the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene. Walk.' And seizing him by the right hand, he raised him up, and immediately his feet and his ankles were strengthened. With a leap, he stood upright and began to walk, and he entered the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God." You know, what brought this to mind was, being a lame man in those days, he would not have been allowed to go in and worship in communion with other people. He'd have been left outside. You know, it's just like man to take the very people who need help the most to make it next to impossible for them to actually get it. But he had this life, and he lived clearly since birth with it. So it was kind of something he had grown to accept. He really, in that, began to believe that this is my destiny. This is the way that God did it. This is the way that I'm destined to live the rest of my life. And so he began to settle in on, this is just the way that it is. And it made me think, how many times have we felt that way? This is just the way that it is. We talked about this a little bit on Wednesday night at Thanksgiving, that we ask God to answer things in a certain way, and he doesn't. He answers them in a different way. Sometimes we wonder if he's ever going to answer them, but he answers them in his time. But eventually, we see that he answers them in the way that's best for us. But on that journey, it's very hard to just think, well, is he ever going to do anything? Is he hearing me? Does he even care about me? And so I can see this man just feeling helpless, feeling hopeless. And so he's thinking, okay, well, at least I'm just going to make the best of it. And so I'm going to beg where people are going in, and they want to look religious, they want to look kind, they want to look all these things before God. So I'm going to sit there and I'm going to beg, and at least I can be as comfortable as I possibly can be in this misery I'm experiencing. So as Peter and John go in, he asks them, expecting them to give him something. As we do many times, God answers that with something different than we're expecting. And so Peter and John look at him and say, look, what you're looking for, we don't have. But what I can give you is something that's going to be more valuable to you. It's going to change your life. You're not expecting it. You don't even expect it to the extent you don't even know to ask for it. And that's what we have, is the opportunity to share something that people don't even think is possible. People don't even know sometimes to ask for. They'll cry out help, but not even knowing what help looks like. They'll go to other sources looking for help. They'll go to drugs, alcohol, jobs, activities, fun activities. They'll go all of these different places looking, and they'll ask for things that aren't going to make them happy, but they don't know that. But what we have is the gospel of Jesus Christ. We have the hope that they're looking for. And if we share that with people, then they just, we see them come to life. We see lives transformed. We've all hopefully have been witness to people who were one way. And once they seriously turn to Jesus, once they seriously began to take their walk and looked to Scripture not for the purpose of being able to memorize it and show how much Scripture I know, but looked to Scripture from a standpoint of this is my roadmap. This is God's direction to me. This is what He's telling me is important to Him. And if I'll follow that, then things will go well for me. And that doesn't mean that all of our challenges here on earth are going to go away. We're going to have challenges. But when I say they're going to go well for me, we know where we will be in the end. When our final day comes, which again, none of us knows when that's going to be, but when it does come, we can rest assured that we will be with Him in glory. And so we look to people who are desperately needing help. Sometimes we reach out to them and we offer a help that's not going to do any good for them. It's a temporary fix. And that's not to say you don't help somebody who's in immediate help or need of help. But what it is saying is if we're not going that next step and extending that hope to them of Christ, of the gospel, and what lies before for them, if they'll just reach out and seize and acknowledge that we can offer them a life that they never could have dreamed of. We're thankful for that. Father, we come before You, and we thank You for Your transforming power. We thank You that You take us, wretches, you know, just a mess, and Lord, You receive us into Your family. We recognize we've not done anything to deserve it. We couldn't do anything to deserve it or earn it. But Lord, You loved us so much. You opened Your arms and welcomed us into Your family. And we're thankful for the work that You've done in us, the work that You continue to do in us. And we look forward to the day when we're all together with You. We thank You in Jesus' name. Amen.